Out past the pecan orchards, past the acres of scrub trees and sagebrush, in stifling heat, Howard Buffett can be found doing what he loves. We're in southeastern Arizona, about 45 miles from the U.S. border at one of his farms. But he really is at home in the cab of a huge John Deere tractor.
Now, this is easy because I can at least just show you how everything works. Now, you got to slam it hard. Hold on.
I hold on as Buffett negotiates the tractor's high-tech GPS system that can plant 16 super straight rows of corn with the push of some buttons. The 58-year-old is an old hand at this. He started farming in the early 1980s. So don't go trying to tell a farmer how to farm, okay? Even if you are from an international aid organization.
Actually, I was at USAID about 5 years ago, and this guy was explaining to me how to farm. He'd never been on a farm in his life. So it really kind of it irritated me. So that's how we started our research farm. We came home and said, okay, I'm going to have data to show these guys.
Today, Buffett backs up his dollars in the tens of millions annually with data from his foundation's research done on this 1,400-acre farm in Arizona, where he's building labs and already has three universities doing work. He also does some studies at his home place in Illinois, a 3,200-acre corn and soybean operation, and at another large farm in South Africa. He believes that feeding starving Africans can be done by focusing on the practice of agriculture, but not U.S. agriculture.
Probably one of the biggest disconnects when I hear people talk about agriculture in Africa, they don't farm for profit, they farm for consumption. And that changes everything. We don't even know how to do that here. I mean, because we don't farm for consumption. We farm for profit.
What that means is the research being done here is catered to the African farmer, very small scale, and taking into consideration things like a lack of government subsidies. He's even got two oxen here, studying how the animals can pull farm equipment. Buffett jokes, sort of, that this is his non-green revolution for South Africa. So they're testing a mix of irrigation, fertilizer, genetically modified seed, and conservation efforts, like no-till practices that help prevent soil erosion. He calls it biological farming, using Mother Nature and man-made resources to a small farmer's benefit.
You take the best of an organic system, and you take the best of a high production system, and you figure out how to put those two together. And you figure out how do you do that for a guy farming 2 acres.
I mean, Howard would rather spend an evening on a tractor in the field than have a date with Angelina Jolie, which is not true of all members of the family, but that's Howie.
And that's Warren Buffett, Howard's father, speaking at a corporate conference in 2011. Warren and his wife, Susan, gave their three children the wherewithal to be charitable through what Warren Buffett calls the ovarian lottery. So far, Warren Buffett has given $2 billion to each of his children's foundations.
You know, thank goodness my dad is totally, my mother would have, I mean, you know, just totally empowered that thinking. You know, it's just, you know, go do the tough things. Don't worry about batting 1,000. Don't worry about when you fail. Learn from it, move on.
It's a story Howard Buffett tells in his upcoming book, 40 Chances, Finding Hope in a Hungry World, a tour of Buffett's life out of Omaha to Africa and hanging out with one-name celebrities like Bono and Shakira. The book's title originates in a farm equipment store in a tiny town south of Decatur, Illinois, where Buffett writes that he had an aha moment. He was at a planting workshop in 2001 and heard a speaker say that what many consider the predictability of farming doesn't have to be that. Rather, each season, a farmer has a chance to improve.
If I have 40 years or 40 chances to try to figure some of these things out, you know, every year knocks one off, you better have a sense of urgency.
Not everyone has that aha moment in a John Deere dealership.
Well, you just have to have it somewhere. It doesn't matter where you have it, you know.
As we drive around the Arizona farm in his pickup, he tells me that he dreams that in 2 years, the labs being built will be full of students from 6 schools doing world-class research. I tell him that maybe he is like his father, the investor.
Well, I mean, I consider everything we do is an investment. It's either an investment in people or ideas.
Buffett's book, 40 Chances, will be published in October. That same month, he will be with former British Prime Minister Tony Blair at the World Food Prize ceremony in Des Moines. That's going to eat into his harvest time, so that means the farmer philanthropist, who planted late like many in the Midwest because of a wet spring, is nervous that he might still be up in a combine come November. Peggy Lowe, Harvest Public Media.